Did you know you are attracting certain people more than others? Think about plants. If you want to see birds, bees, and butterflies around your house, you plant certain types of flowers and fruit trees that would attract them. Or the opposite is true. Sometimes you plant things that deter certain animals or especially mosquitoes. Colors and scents attract or repel based on the need of the plant as well as the need of the butterfly or the bee. It's amazing. In a very similar way, we attract certain people based on our need or possibly the need of who we are attracting. The law of attraction states that like attracts like, meaning we will attract people at our common level of woundedness or our common level of health. Yikes. So, not to be a Debbie Downer, but it should raise some red flags and at the same time encourage us to self-examine our hearts, motives, spiritual, mental, and emotional health, which is a good thing when it comes to our relationship with God and others and who we are attracting or potentially pushing away. How can we be mindful of the deep roots of our soul, the emotional colors we shine, or our own fragrance of emotional health or dysfunction? What are we currently planting in our heart or clothing ourselves with that determines who or what we are attracting? Here's some truth to help guide us. Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I love this verse in Isaiah that describes the deliverance, restoration, joy, and healing only Jesus can bring. We bring him our ashes. He makes it beautiful. We lay down our mourning. He anoints us with the sweet aroma of joy. We drop our chains and heavy burdens. He clothes us with a garment of praise. Doesn't that sound attractive? Isaiah goes on to say that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Trees with good, healthy roots grow strong and enrich the atmosphere with life-giving oxygen. They provide shade, they produce good fruit, they grow beautiful flowers with a sweet aroma. They are not moved by wind or rain because their roots are grafted into the truth, having been planted by the Lord, so he may be glorified. Our life becomes a beautiful tree of righteousness, planted by the Lord, as we surrender all the stuff from our past, unhealthy patterns, pain, and burdens we carry. He restores our soul and plants healthy seeds of joy and peace that will grow strong and ultimately will bring him glory as we shine bright the fruit of the Spirit and provide a safe place for others to find rest. That's attractive. It's healing, and people will see it in our life and want to be near it. That's the truth. Let's be trees of righteousness. May our fruit be sweet and what we grow attract others to the good news and love of Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.